proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So, I haven't asked you, Riggins, and I apologize for not inquiring. But it doesn't mean that I don't care about your life, because I do.
Okay.
But have you gotten your pumpkin yet for your front porch?
My pumpkin! We got mums and pumpkins. No, I haven't done it yet.
Riggins always gets one pumpkin for his Halloween decoration or fall decorations.
Yeah, since I moved into a house, I realized I got to do something. And so I got a Christmas tree years ago. I still put it up every year. But Halloween, I'm like, you got to have a pumpkin.
Yeah.
So yeah, last two years.
You don't carve it. You just put it.
Yeah. I don't care that much. I go to the grocery store and get one for $6 and I put it right there, and it is a little lonely looking.
Yeah.
I mean, just a lone pumpkin on my porch, but.
And it's there until it rots.
And so I will throw it away when it's like
moldy.
So yeah, that's the extent of my Halloween decoration. But I like the pumpkin. I like
Halloween. Do you leave it out past Thanksgiving or just past Halloween?
No, I think once Halloween's over, I'm tossing it.
Yeah. Because, you know, if it's just a pumpkin without a face on it, you can keep it out all the way till Thanksgiving.
That's true. Yeah.
And do you like pumpkin seeds?
Yeah.
I love pumpkin. Do you like pumpkin seeds? Is the texture or just they're
just
bland?
It's just bland.
Yeah, bland. I like them. I don't know if it's the crunch, but.
I like sunflower seeds, but.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to really salt them, though.
A lot of salt, yeah.
And
I don't know how you eat a pumpkin seed. Do you just chew up the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe that's my problem. I've been trying to crack it like a sunflower seed.
Yeah. Some people do. Some people eat the insides. But David, the company that makes sunflower seeds, also make a roasted, salted pumpkin seed, and they're awesome.
They're good, yeah.
Really
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. They make spicy ones?
I think so.
I'm sure. But they're good and salty.
It tastes kind of nutty. That's why I like it, like more like a nut.
So you just suck on it and spit the whole thing out, or
could you just suck the
Yeah.
But it's not too dissimilar from a sunflower seed once you start eating.
Do you eat the shell of sunflower seed?
No,
I don't either.
Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my dad spitting sunflower seeds watching a baseball game. He would spit the sunflower seeds so hard you could hear it upstairs. He'd hit the bottom of that styrofoam cup with the seed.
Yeah.
And it would like resonate through the house, and you're like, "Oh, Dad must be watching baseball."
Yeah, but chewing the outside—I mean, they're hard.
Yeah,
yeah. A lot of people do eat the shell, though.
Oh. And then a lot of people eat the shells of boiled peanuts.
Yeah. I have heard of that too. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not a boiled peanut person.
You don't like? See, I find that odd. Yeah.
That's I think that's more of a Southeast thing.
Okay.
Because we always had the roasted, salted in the shell peanuts in Louisiana. But sometimes they would be spicy, too. They figure out how to make them spicy.
Yeah.
Like a Cajun type.
Mm-hmm.
I love a boiled peanut. But a lot of people don't. I mean, the texture.
I mean, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
I don't hate them, but I just wouldn't eat the shell.
No.
Yeah, that's next level.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had any of the things you've been talking about.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's too much work. I don't want to have to spit seed out.
Yeah, he's also never had a plum.
Ever?
I guess. I don't know what a plum looks like.
We had him try to identify fruit one day, and we made a video of it, and he got an apple correct.
I think that was it.
This is hilarious because it's like a two-year-old trying to identify like a fruit.
This is why yesterday I looked at you and I said, don't let your kids be picky. They'll turn it into me.
My son is two and knows more fruit than you do.
Probably.
So okay.
Like he didn't. What did he not know that was common? Like a mango?
I got grapes. Okay. Don't.
I don't know. It was something like strawberries. Yeah.
It was something stupid.
Or was it blueberries?
Or raspberries.
It was like common.
Oh, no.
Yeah, one of the standards.
One of the normal
fruit. It wasn't like a dragon fruit.
Like a banana.
Yeah, right.
A papaya. It wasn't that. I think the most exotic fruit in there was a mango.
Yeah.
And he didn't get that.
One thing to not like those things, but it's another thing to just not be able to identify.
Yeah.
Was it a kiwi?
These are the ones that I was trying to identify.
Oh, a kiwi and a mango. You didn't get those?
I don't remember.
A pear and an apple.
He got the apple, and I think the pear because of what's his name's viral video.
Shout out to
Rick Ross. Yeah, Rick Ross's viral video is when I got the pear.
Needless to say, you don't eat any fruits.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't eat most things. I mean, he just said never had a sunflower seed because it's too much work.
I've never had a boiled peanut because it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I get that.
I get that.
Pumpkin seed.
Crawfish.
I've had shrimp is the only thing. I know it's not the same.
You know, I haven't had crawfish.
You didn't eat them when we went to Birmingham for that big promotion, that crawfish boil concert festival thing? Did you go to that? Were you with us when we did those things?
I think there were some years that y'all didn't go for some reason, and that was when I was...
Yeah, it was because of you.
Oh, it was we were just embarrassed. Me. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
We were embarrassed.
We were uninvited.
Because I would try it if it was in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if Rob doesn't want to put in the work to eat a sunflower seed, he's not going to eat a crawfish.
Right.
Which work? Too much work.
That's as a kid, I was like, I got to spit out part of this. No, thank you. I don't even want this.
So, like crab legs, you can't. No, it's too much work.
Let me ask you this, Robin. This is a serious question from a professional therapist.
Okay.
Was there ever anything as a kid that made you uncomfortable or that you thought you wouldn't like that you had to do? Or if you didn't like it or didn't think you would like it, you didn't have to do it?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, your parents weren't, you know, like a lot of parents saying, no, you got to try this. You're not going to get up until you at least try it and all that.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go outside.
Yeah. Or like they paid for a sport and you just like didn't want to go. No, and it was like, okay.
They didn't pay for it. But after T-ball, like, I don't want to do baseball anymore.
So, yeah. Okay. So they didn't.
And then what was the trampoline incident?
It was just, I was at somebody's house and I was on a trampoline and I scorpion myself. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you did favorite. What now?
Scorpion myself. My feet landed beside, I crunched up and my feet went beside my head.
And so.
Never what? Again.
Never again.
Yeah, I haven't been back on a trampoline since.
Okay. All right.
So. But yeah, it just seems like as an adult, if he doesn't like it or he doesn't want to do it, he's not doing it. So I figured it was that way when he was a kid too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because and that would be also a sign of a kid who's a lot younger than his siblings.
Correct.
Because your siblings probably would say, we had to do that, and why doesn't he have to do that, and you know, all of that.
Yeah, they're 9 and 13 years older than me.
Oh, so you're the, it's making sense.
He's my parents baby
were,
baby.
They were in their mid-30s when I was born.
God, that's so old.
He's our angel baby.
The best mistake I ever made.
Our angel baby.
You hear that? Oh, it's so dramatic.
This is our angel baby. Yeah.
In mid-30s isn't old. I was joking.
Yeah, because she was old.
I was older than that.
Well, so. You're also past your mid-30s.
She had, she had tumbleweeds going through her womb.
Yeah, I was old.
Yeah.
Was.
I meant was when I had.
I mess with you. You're not old.
Thank you, Rob.
I gotta spit it out. No, thank you.
I don't have all day to be my dad, sunflower seeds. I gotta go to work.
My dad would have sat there and go, come on, just try one.
Yeah.
Just see what it's like. You know,
I vividly remember my dad putting them in his mouth, cracking them open, and handing us the seed inside.
No way.
Just, whoa.
100%.
All the way in his mouth or just in his teeth to crack it?
Taking one out of the bunch that's in his mouth.
Oh.
Crack it.
Well, maybe he didn't want you to, like, break your teeth.
I'm sure. I don't know
how old you were.
We didn't even hesitate, but then I was like, oh, Dad's going to give us.
Yeah.
So, so gross. In your mouth, you have to separate it from the shell? And
You bite it, and it cracks.
Okay.
And then you roll it around, and then the little kernel comes out of the shell, and then you just spit the shell out.
And I think you're thinking, like, you're starving, and you want to eat, and you can't. You can just get this little, but that's not, it's a snack.
It's a snack, yeah. But the point is, like, I don't want to fiddle with it.
Oh, you just don't want to not messing.
And it's also not really you go, I'm kind of hungry. I need a snack. I want sunflower seeds. It's just kind of like a something to do.
Yeah.
Kinda,
like a mindless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not really nutrition to it, I would assume.
No. My friend Handsome Husband Michael, he eats sunflower seeds to stay awake when he's driving.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I guess it keeps your mind occupied
to do.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I like the dill pickle ones.
The dill pickle ones are real good. Salt and pepper are really good.
Yeah. Has always gotten them in his stocking for Christmas.
Yeah.
He loves them. Yeah. Have what?
Just talking about the dill pickle. You know how that's like a thing now, dill pickle, everything. Yeah. Have you tried the dill pickle Lay's chips?
Yes.
They are my favorite of all time. Like I want them at my house every day. I love them.
Right. Because I wouldn't hit a dog in the ass with a sweet pickle.
No, mm-mm. Like a jerkin?
Or bread and butter or anything? Nothing. No.
Aren't they called gherkin?
Whatever. A jerkin sounds way better.
Don't say jerkin the pickle, okay?
Jerkin. It's a jerk.
I like some jerkins.
Jerkins.
Give me a jerkin.
Wait, is it really gherkin?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mom. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't care what it is because I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it's a noun, not a verb.
You jerkin?
I hate a jerkin.
Oh, I was refusing to, when I was a kid, I refused to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
Until my my mom said, we'll get you this WWE wrestling ring for your figures if you learn how to swim.
Oh, so they bribed you into learning how to swim so you could, you know, save your life someday.
Yeah.
How often did you swim as a kid? All the time?
I would go and just hang out in the pool.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go past where I couldn't stand up.
When's the last time you've actually been in a body of water and you were swimming?
Probably I went to the beach 4 or 5 years ago, and I did. I've been in above ground pools, but you know, I don't swim. Yeah.
What were you swimming at the beach? You were out in the ocean swimming?
We were just in the deep end.
In the deep end?
Oh. Yeah.
Getting back over to the edge. You full stroke or like kind of dog paddle?
I kind of just like.
Yeah.
I want to see you swim now for some reason. I just want to.
Hey, maybe you can swim, eat sunflower seeds.
Yeah. Every day I say the same thing. I want to see him do that. Like, I want to see him eat a strawberry. Or, I want to see it.
Or like sushi or something. Something that never. He would never do.
He's never gone down a slide. Like, don't you want to see Rob go down a slide?
Yeah. I have gone down slides. I just don't like him.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not dying to go down a slide either, but it's just funny that you, like, refuse to go down.
Yeah. I want to see him go down the slide and hit his head like the kids.
Yeah.
On the side.
That's what would happen. He's like, this is why I don't like slides. I told you.
Have you ever been down a big water slide, like at a water park?
No, I don't mess with water.
He's never been down a water slide.
Oh, God.
Nah, water's dangerous.
So you would never go down, not the one that just drops straight down like that, but just the normal one that curves around and you pick up speed and you go. They are so fun.
The most fun you can have as an adult.
I don't want it.
I think it's so funny.
Would you ever just go off of like some, you know, water parks? They'll have a slide that's just a normal slide. It's bigger than you would have in your backyard, but it just goes straight down and then kind of puts you out in the water. You wouldn't even do a simple one like that?
No, thanks. I wouldn't like it.
You know you wouldn't like it?
I only like a roller coaster because I'm secured.
Yeah.
What about in the float?
No, you're not secured in a float. There's nothing you can do on a water slide that's going to secure you as much as a lap.
I got to think. I'm seeing if I can come up with another time in my 55 years in life that just a normal backyard pool slide is compared to a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you secured in it. You want a seatbelt?
I said it just kind of goes straight down and then boop, set you in the water. You wouldn't do that. I won't get on a damn roller coaster.
Oh, my God.
I'll go to a roller coaster, but not a slide.
Yeah.
I was in a wave pool one time and shit myself. Shit, terrifying.
That lazy river. Yeah.
Never again.
You won't catch me dead. Well, I would be dead if you put me on it.
Like a water slide. Like, it's just innocent, and you know awesome what? Fun.
Yeah, and these are not, you know, death-defying, you know, things like, you know,
okay.
Lindsay, you know, being talked into going around the racetrack,
yeah,
you know, in a speeding race car, stock car. It's just... Eat a sunflower seed. Yeah. Would you do that? Would you try that on camera to eat sunflower seeds?
I guess.
It's like we're asking you to murder somebody.
Now I see I got a feeling for what his parents dealt with when he was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like he's you know, so strong-headed and all that, he's not even going to consider it.
Yeah, I love sour cream now, and when I was a kid, I wouldn't touch it because it sounded gross.
I feel so bad for your parents because I know how frustrating it is. Trying to get my kids to do stuff, but if they acted like you,
I apologize to my mom all the time.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Lose your mind.
But I still, I'm not learning to swim.
No, you better give me that WWE wrestling ring, and I better have that Jumbotron with it too. They got to enter the ring somehow.
Oh God.
You gotta. We got to bribe him with a toy you play with inside to get him to learn how to swim.
What a redneck barger that is. I'll give you a wrestling ring. Will you give me Sting as well?
My own pack of cigarettes?
Yeah.
This doesn't have a Jeff Hardy figure. What are we doing?
Redneck barber.
I mean, that's what that was. What if you get in the above ground pool if we give you a wrestling ring? Jesus Christ.
Above ground. I don't think I've ever been in an above ground pool.
We'll let you spend the night in Uncle Ray's sleeper of his 18 wheeler.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.